ladies and gentlemen, it's game time. And here's your hosts, Megan and Melissa.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you...
Hello, fair listeners, and welcome to Game Time. I'm Megan.
I'm Melissa, and with us in the other booth we have...
Hey, I'm Skylar.
I'm Michelle.
Awesome. Our contestants for this week.
Woo.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So first we're going to get to know you guys a little better.
Okay.
All right. Cool. So you want to ask some...
Sure. Skylar Ferry and Michelle Henkhouse. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm fantastic. I just had a midterm today, but you know, we're past that.
What is your year and major?
I'm a third year civil engineering major.
And civil engineering.
That's so civilized.
I'm taking a civil engineering class right now.
Why?
With Jenny J.
Are you in any civil partnerships for your civil engineering major?
I don't want to answer that.
No comment. I am a third year psychobiology major. Woo!
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 And what was your midterm on today? Do you think you did well?
No. It was on numerical computing, you know, lots of numbers.
Oh, you know, I've heard about that. Not really.
No, it's awful.
Yeah, that sounds like numbers can't do computers.
That's deep.
When are your midterms, Michelle?
I have one tomorrow. It's chemistry. My last chemistry midterm ever, though.
Which
Yay.
Chemistry course?
Chemistry 14CL.
Ooh.
Ew.
It sucks.
Hey, it's opposite. Last week, I was the only South Campus representative.
Yeah.
And now
I'm the only North Campus.
We have Dylan with us. He's just chilling. He ran here from his class, so he's just taking a little
commitment.
Dedication.
I
like
actually,
it.
I heard that civil engineering is actually trying to become a North Campus major.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you hear this? The Onion?
My head.
Oh, okay.
I think it's on the ballot for the USAC election.
Yeah, vote yes.
Vote yes, civil engineering North Campus.
Alrighty, so did you guys do anything exciting this weekend? The awkward pause says no, or a
drinking
secret
lots
yes.
of tea?
Yes. Drinking
tea.
Drinking liquids.
Well, I didn't watch Game of Thrones, and I'm pretty upset about that, so.
Ooh, I need to start that. I know. But see, the longer I wait, the more of it there is to watch. So I don't have
like
to like
30 hours to watch. It's a lot.
Well, summer's coming. I need to wait till the summertime.
True. Save it for that. It'll be
Game of Thrones time is coming.
Yeah. I went to Relay for Life this weekend.
Oh, that's
cool.
I think I broke a bone twerking, but
twerking at Relay.
I was out. No, they taught me how, and it hurts now.
Did
I feel
you do
it.
The kind when like you put your feet up on the wall?
Oh, they did that because they started
Who's
playing.
They?
They started playing Express Yourself, so it was kind of like, oh, now they're playing this song. We gotta put our feet up on the wall and twerk. But they did the silent rave thing where everyone gets a headphones.
That's
they're like
cool.
wireless headphones, and someone's DJing. So it was awesome because everyone's like the people who were trying to sleep could sleep, but the people who wanted to party could continue partying.
Mm,
that's
so
really cool.
They had that at Coachella.
They did?
Yeah, they did.
I missed that.
For campers. Well, who could you really have partied after like 2 a.m.?
No.
Yeah,
I think we've managed to talk about Coachella. Every single week.
Well, this weekend I went on a road trip to like this little place in Nevada. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Nevada?
Yeah, Nevada.
Where's that?
Las Vegas. I went to Las Vegas. On the way home though, there was this weird place like that was advertising alien jerky.
Hmm.
So, of course, Jake got sucked into the idea of alien jerky and then got
Naturally.
Disappointed when it was made out of beef.
He thought it was made out of aliens?
Well, he was like, I thought that they were going to at least like pretend it was made out of aliens and it would be like green beef jerky or something. And I'm like, that sounds disgusting. It was really good regular jerky, though. And to be fair, one of the flavors was abducted cow jerky.
Oh, that's
How did that taste?
Like a scared cow.
Oh.
So tender.
Tender?
It's very tender.
Tense.
I would tense, think tense, but, you know.
Very tough. Hard to chew through.
Yes. I would say. So are we ready? Are you guys prepared to get quizzed?
I'm ready to beat Skylar.
I'm ready to beat Michelle.
Oh, sounds like a disturbing union.
Do you guys have any special knowledge interests?
Knowledge interests?
Like specializations in your knowledge.
Like, do you like mythology or Pokemon?
Oh, Pokemon. I'll do that one.
No, we don't have that game.
We don't have that game this week.
Okay, well, never mind.
I'm really bad at Pokemon, so that's probably good.
Yeah, do that. Just Google it. I don't care.
Okay, so we're going to get started with something that's not that.
It's not that. Do you want to go for a quick music break, or you want to just jump right into this?
Yeah, let's go for a quick music break so that you can do
prepare
some breathing
ourselves.
Exercises.
Yeah. All right, Dylan, why don't you tell us what our first song of the week is, and we'll see if the connection works in here.
Hello, everyone. So our first song is Down the Road by C2C.
Okay, let's see if this works. If this doesn't work...
I hope it does.
There it goes.
Hello and welcome back to Game Time. I'm Megan.
I'm Melissa.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Skylar.
There you go. You got it. All right.
Are you ready? Are you ready to do some work together?
So they decide they're going to work together. And this is our first game.
Okay.
Broadcasting live on UCLAradio.com. This is Hold Up, Hold Up, I Got This. Bringing headlines to you from around the world.
That's my voice, guys.
I'm
on the radio. So it's gonna work like two lies and a truth. We're gonna give you three headlines. Only one of them are true, and you will have to work together to find out which one, or to figure out which is the right one. Which one of these actually happened this week? You want to start
Current
us off?
News. Sure. Are you ready?
You can do this.
We got it. Yeah.
Okay.
We're ready.
Which one of these is true? A. Pink Floyd poser arrested for theft swindle. B. Romney releases plans to have first dog riding carrier strapped on top of Air Force One.
But he doesn't even own Air Force One. He's not the president.
Greenwich proposes... Greenwich proposes amendment to ban non-homeowners from voting.
Who's that?
Newt.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure it wasn't Larry Greenwich.
Non-homeowners.
So, what was the first one? Can you repeat it?
A. Pink Floyd poser arrested for theft swindle. B. Romney releases plans to have first dog riding carrier strapped to top of Air Force One. Or C.
Not true.
Oh.
Gringas proposes amendment to ban non-homeowners from voting.
Okay, so you don't think it's the second one?
No.
I don't think it's the third one.
I think it's the first one.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think that we can mutually agree. That's great.
All right. Guess what?
We're going to say final answer number one.
Yay!
Yay!
So when you hear that noise, that means you got it right.
We won, yay.
You got that one.
That's great. Okay.
Is there a little tidbit on it?
Yeah. Police say that 53-year-old Monticello man went to St. Cloud Hospital for treatment on April 20th. He claimed that he was Pink Floyd singer-guitarist David Gilmour and that he didn't have health insurance. He was treated and released, but not before signing an autograph.
There you go.
I just want to confirm, you said that was April 20th. That is this week.
No, but it was in the headlines this
week. I'm going to leave.
That's okay.
I'm out.
Michelle wins then.
Next question. Question number two. A, asteroid to pass between Earth and Moon confirmed to have large gold deposits. B, Arkansas bans the TV series Hannibal. Or C, woman accused of using ambulances for free rides.
Woman accused for using ambulance for free rides?
I mean, okay.
That's an interesting one.
I feel like this asteroid one would have been on Reddit, so I don't think that one's right.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I'm down for gold asteroids, but no.
It's good to know.
I wish that would
You're pro gold asteroid.
D-F-G-A.
Down for gold ash.
Wait, I forget. What was the
second one?
Arkansas bans the TV series Hannibal.
So weird.
I could see that happening. Arkansas?
Why? The entire state of Arkansas?
They're not really D for that.
That can't be true. It has to
All right, you guys got to choose something.
I think it's the third one.
Okay, the third one?
No,
third one?
If you think it's the second one, then we'll do the second one.
That's correct. It is the third one.
is the third one.
Woman accused of using ambulances for free rides.
Yeah.
And I did find that first headline off of Reddit, so.
Oh.
But it was fake?
It was fake. It was a fake headline. I went to like r/fake headlines or something like that.
R, yeah. The Onion.
R.
Anyway. R. Okay, question number three. A, woman loses nose in heart attack.
Oh.
No, not heart attack.
Sorry, in dog attack.
Oh,
I can't read.
Small difference.
Anyway, that makes a little more sense. Woman loses nose in dog attack. Husband bites dog back. B, lunar oil reserves, source of excitement in energy companies. Or C, rescue workers sent in to save tortoise submerged in 7-layer dip.
I'm going to say off the top of my head, I'd go with A is true.
A, really? And
but
which
what
is?
Would you say?
What
well,
do you think, Skylar?
7-layer dip, that's just funny. I think that's great. Well, let's eliminate that one. I would say, let's say A. Okay.
Let's
we'll
go with
A.
Yeah! Dude, we're on a roll.
Yeah, you guys are doing extremely well.
Go yeah, team. You've gotten Thank three you. Correct and none wrong.
Why don't, why three. Doesn't, why, Dylan, why don't you read a little tidbit at the bottom
yeah,
here?
Dylan, all right,
give us
so
more
a little
about
tidbit
this.
Says here, Karen Henry says her husband finally had to bite the dog in its nose and let it loose. The source is Huffington Post. Wait, so the dog lost its nose? Or
no,
she
no, no,
lost
no. The woman
itself?
Lost her nose.
And
dog?
The dog, and then the husband had to bite the dog on its nose to get the dog to let go of his wife's nose.
Oh my God.
So,
it's a lot of nose biting.
But the dog was like, got your nose.
This is like eye
literally.
For an eye, but a nose for a nose.
A nose for a nose.
All right. Do you want to read the next one?
Sure.
Question four.
All right. So the first one is, new study finds nothing that will actually convince you to change your lifestyle, so just forget it. The second one is, man loses life saving at carnival game, wins stuffed banana with dreadlocks. And the third one is, YouTube reaches 1 trillion racist comments.
Oh, my gosh.
1 trillion?
I don't even know they...
Did they count? How did they... What?
I don't think that's true, because how would they yeah. even keep
Wait,
track of
well,
that?
Do the second one again? What was that?
These were very
right,
elaborate
so the second
ones.
One is, man loses life saving at carnival game, wins stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
So his life savings.
Wins life savings.
He okay. wins his life savings.
I have
loses.
Seen those dreadlock bananas at carnival games, but I feel like life savings is probably a little much. I mean... Unless he's very...
What was the first one? Sorry, I have short-term memory loss.
The first one again was...
New study finds that nothing will actually convince you to change your lifestyle, so just forget it.
That, like,
it's I very bleak.
I feel like we're going to get this one wrong.
Yeah, this is a tough one. A or B.
B.
Yeah.
Yes. So actually, I actually read deeper into this, and it turns out there was some sort of like fraud thing happening where the guy working the booth was like swindling him for his money or something. Like
he was a good swindler,
I guess. Yeah, and so it was that game where you have to like throw a ball into like a tilted bucket, yeah. and like every single time it bounces out.
Yeah.
And the carnival felt very bad for him, so they reimbursed him. Like $600 and a banana with dreadlocks.
That's
eye for an eye.
All right.
Eye for banana.
Last question. Megan, you want to read this off? You're going to get all five right, hopefully.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, don't speak too soon. Question number five. Wolf attacks still leading cause of death in the U.S.
Still.
B.
Not true.
Brazilian
not
true. Teen mistakes brother for fish, pair canoes 195 miles to hospital. C. USDA rolls out new brunch program for wealthier school districts.
What was the second one?
Brazilian teen mistakes brother for fish, pair canoes 195 miles to hospital.
I don't get that.
Like the pair, the two
pair
of them.
Yeah,
they
the
canoed.
Pair of them canoed.
The fish and the brother, right?
No, the brothers. The brothers.
Or the brother and brother.
The brother and the...
So there was just someone in a canoe...
I'm not giving away details.
Okay, what was the third one?
USDA rolls out new brunch program for wealthier school districts. Like, you know how some schools
yeah.
have, like, lunch and breakfast? Now there's a brunch.
I feel like that's dumb. I still don't understand the fish thing.
I want to go with that one just because I like it. The
Which
fish one?
One?
You want to go with
we
fish
do
one?
Like fish.
Yeah.
The fish one, B. And that means you're 5-5.
Yeah.
First
five.
Ever. People usually lose this round.
We probably shouldn't have let you guys help each other.
Yeah, that's probably where it's at.
Dynamic duo.
Was there
sorry.
A little blurb on that?
Yeah, it took them 2 days to get to the hospital, but now the teen brother mistaken for a fish is recovering well.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
Oh, the brother was mistaken for a fish.
Yeah. But he mistakes his brother for a fish and, like, spears him or something. And then in the face.
That was really confusing.
I'm sorry. I was a confusing headline. I copied it word for word.
But
and
we
I
still
was
chose it.
Yeah, and you still chose it. So.
Good job. All right, so that means our total score right now are you guys 1 and us, we have 0. So congrats for our
us first then.
Yay!
You guys are winning so
who
far.
Who invited the school children? Oh, my God.
Hey, all right, next
just
up.
Brunch.
Yeah. We're going to take a short music break, and I'm going to get this started. Dylan, you want to tell us what song I'm going to play next?
All right, so up next we have Hold On When You Get Love and Let Go When You Don't, I believe it's called. It's a long title.
When You,
It's by Stars.
Yeah, there we go. You're listening to Game Time on UCLAradio.com.
Hello, welcome back to Game Time. We're here with our guests, Michelle and Skylar. I'm Megan.
I'm Melissa.
Now they're going to compete.
They're going to compete. So they did win the first round. Jeez. They won our new segment, which is a first on Game Time.
Yeah, woo! 100% win.
Another first is that they're not actually affiliated with our radio station.
It's true.
So they do other things with their life.
What do you do with your lives? What's your thing? What's your bag?
Long walks on the beach.
Oh, that must take up a lot of time.
Well, yeah, I'm gay.
These are really long.
Does that take up all of your time?
That doesn't take up very much of his time.
He's booked from 10 p.m. on every night.
I'm gay for the nights.
Okay. And by Gaylor?
No, but Skylar, you're actually very involved on campus, aren't you?
Well, thank you. Yes, I am. It's fantastic. I'm a part of the Student Alumni Association.
Are you an alumnus?
You should apply. Applications are out now.
I'm not an alumnus yet. I'm a student.
I go here.
And then I also am heavily involved with the Pediatric AIDS Coalition because I like to dance marathon.
Oh, yeah.
I was on your dance marathon team when we won.
We did win. So were you, Melissa.
Go Team Purple.
Team Purple.
We won.
We didn't really know each other then, Melissa.
No, we did. We've been best friends.
What did I start?
Drama. All right. So this next segment is called Adult Young Fiction. So we are going to give you a kid's book, famous kid's book, but we've exchanged all of the words in the title for some $10 adult words. So I went on thesaurus.com and just replaced every word.
So what are we supposed to do?
So you want to explain it?
Okay. So basically, we took the name of a kid's book or like a like young adult book, and we swapped out all the words in it for a like fancier word that means the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. And you have to guess what the actual title of the book is.
Okay.
And we're going to ask you to ring in. What are your ringing in buzzer noises?
That's
good. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was like the first normal buzzer we've had.
Wow.
Well, we made them pick animal noises.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so we're going to get this started, all right? Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Yep. Why don't you read off the first one?
Okay, the first book title is The Feline, The Necromancer, and The Chiffonier.
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 The lion, the witch, and the warp.
You have to buzz
in.
Buzz in.
Wait,
okay, who are
Skylar
we
going? Skylar, buzz in first.
Okay, fine, go.
I have an inkling that it might be the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe.
This is not fair. This is not fair.
You got to buzz in. You got to use that buzzer.
All right.
The next one, number two. The Famishment Pursuit.
Michelle.
Yes, The Hunger Games.
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
She's cheating.
Next one.
She's read that book.
Where Undomesticated Elements Lie. Skylar?
Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, that was a good one.
You guys are getting all these right. Yeah. All right, Dylan, why don't you read the next one for us?
This next one is The Yielding Topiary.
Oh, wait.
Topiary.
Oh, we got
I'm out.
Them.
Again.
Yielding a topiary.
Yielding.
I knew this one would get them.
Mer.
Yes?
Harry Potter.
You just wanted to hear the wrong answer, noise,
yeah,
didn't you?
We haven't experienced that yet. So
finally experienced.
Michelle, do you want to guess?
For the steal?
Wait, okay, I have an idea. I'll help you out. I think topiary has to do with the word curtain, but I don't know.
No, don't say anything. Yes?
The Bell Jar.
No.
That is not a children's book.
The Giving Tree.
Okay. Topiary is like a tree.
What is the word that's like curtains?
A not utopia. Not that.
No, I swear. I swear. I'm sorry, I'm gay.
No.
Okay, this one should be easy. Overcast with a hazard of rolled ground beef.
Me.
Rock, paper, scissors for it.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
No,
we can see that.
Oh,
no. Skylar won. He was rock.
Yeah.
You were scissors.
He was arguing and you won.
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs.
Yes, that is correct. Next one.
Okay,
this one should be
time.
Hard, too.
Okay. The esoteric terrace.
Why are you laughing? Why?
The esoteric
no idea.
Terrace.
Esoteric.
That's a
These
word.
These are hard words. We're South Campus.
Yeah. Do like...
As an English major, I had to read the answer.
Esoteric terrace. What's a terrace? Like a patio?
Yeah. Like a balcony, maybe?
Like a balcony. Dylan, help me out. Oh.
Yes?
Harry Potter.
It's going to have the Damn. Same number of words.
Harry
you guys
Potter
haven't seemed to figure
words.
That out.
Harry Potter and...
and the Sorcerer's Stone or and the Half-Blood Prince. No.
I'll give you a hint. None of them are Harry Potter. That was an answer on our show last week.
Yeah.
There's no synonym
So was
for
the
Harry
bell
Potter.
Jar, weirdly.
No, that's weird. Really? Sylvia Plath.
No, it wasn't.
No. All right. We're going to tell you what it is. It's the Secret Garden.
So right now the score is Mitchie 1 and Skylar 3.
Really? I thought I got more than 1.
Maybe you did.
Maybe we just weren't keeping score.
I demand a recount.
But you guys are working on
I mean, honestly, I probably deserve a -1 for that curtain comment.
All right. This is our last one.
Whoops.
So are you ready?
Winner takes all.
Okay, here we go. Petite edifice on the step. I'm just looking at your faces. I'm so glad I stumped. I made these get harder as they
petite.
Went, huh?
Okay, small petite edifice.
On the, wait, what? Can you read it? Repeat
petite
it.
Petite edifice on the step.
Okay, on the are probably the same words. <unless that's>,
yes, I'll give you that. That's
petite
correct.
Edifice. What is an edifice? I don't know.
Oh,
we're yeah. South Campus.
Hey, I am too, and I wrote these. Actually, I just used thesaurus. So.
Is it like an edifice? Like, no, I don't want to embarrass myself.
It's a type. It's a type of building.
That's what I thought. Yeah, okay. It's like a pillar or something. Petite, small pillar on the. That's not it.
Step is spelled STEPPE.
What?
Oh. It's like Never a even... step is like a plane or something. It's like a, that's like a natural.
You guys are so close.
It's like engineering
so
close. Or something, right?
Small pillar on the plane. I don't know what that is.
All right. No guesses? No stabs?
We All both right. lose.
It is Little House on the Prairie.
So one. Oh, that kind of plane.
Yeah, but overall, you guys both scored 4 points. Woo-hoo. So, and there were
we
seven
did?
Questions.
Oh. No, combined.
Combined.
Oh,
okay.
Combined.
Okay.
You
cool,
both
cool.
you scored 4 points, and
Skylar got 3 of them, and Michelle got 1. We did a recount.
Did a recount,
and I still got 1.
But that's okay. You guys won. You won this round. If you're working as a team,
we did. Okay, that's
we're great. Doing a sweet. Are we doing a pseudo composition or what? What's happening
now that you've what lost, that? Michelle? Would you like to work as a team on the third one, or do you want to still compete?
Let's compete still.
Okay,
let's compete for the last one.
Yeah, I think
right.
I can bring it back. You know.
All right, the next one's going to be pretty hard. So we'll see. We're going to go for another quick music break. We're going to play you a song here. What's our next song, Dylan? All right,
so this is Breakers by Local Natives.
New music, I believe.
Yes.
Off of their album, Hummingbird.
Pretty new.
Tapestry, period. That's what it was.
This is UCLAradio.com. You're listening to Game Time. Welcome back. You are tuned into Game Time on UCLAradio.com. My name is Melissa.
Megan.
And in the booth, we have our contestants.
Skylar.
And Michelle.
Yeah. Awesome. You have any other questions to them before we get started on this next?
Yeah. Dylan doesn't get an intro anymore. I just noticed. He's here too. He's the backup.
Hey, Dylan.
So we talked a little bit about your extracurricular activities, Skylar, but we never got to you, Michelle. I know that you are at least in a sorority. Like, you do that. So,
I
right?
am in a sorority. I'm in AD Pi. Woo.
Diamonds.
Diamonds.
Oh.
What's a D Pi?
It's we just eat. No. You misinterpreted. We actually eat a lot of pie.
80
so like we eat 80
you ate
pies.
Pie.
80 pies.
That's like
no, 80
the,
pies.
Yeah. Okay, so that's you the... ate the pie, like you ate the pie, or
no.
did you?
No, we.
Are you a D pie, or did you eat 80 pies?
We eat 80 pies for dinner.
There's only one.
You're so little.
Yeah, and then we work out.
I think
then,
she's in the smaller chair. I think that's why.
Yeah, that's
yeah. You're in a much shorter chair.
I am in a shorter chair.
You were in, like, a comically shorter chair.
But, yeah, that was, like, our founding principle, that we believe you should eat 80 pies every day.
What's your favorite type of pie, then?
A blueberry, definitely.
What about you, Skylar?
Wait, strawberry. Yeah, strawberry.
Personally, I like pies made of
strawberry
diamonds.
Pies. We like those, too.
Personally, I like my pie to be, like, around
3.14. Yeah.
3.14159.
She's trying. She's trying. Give her credit. She's trying here.
No,
all right,
really
this next segment we have is called
This or That or
The Other.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
So this is so usually a This or That or Both, but this time it's called This or That or The Other. We're going to give you three categories, then we're going to give you a word, and you have to decide which category that word belongs in. Are you ready?
Yeah, it makes sense once we...
All right, so
we'll go with it.
Our categories for this week are...
IKEA product, prescription drug, or Harry Potter spell. So we give you one word, and you have to tell us whether it is an IKEA product, a prescription drug, or a Harry Potter spell.
Are we buzzing in for this one?
Yeah, same buzzer noise as you want. Alrighty. Choose a new one.
Okay. Same one?
That's a good one.
Meow?
Okay.
Okay.
Meow's a
cat now?
That's a popular
one.
All right, first question.
Or first word.
First word. Ablevar.
I forgot.
Yes, Skylar?
I'm going to go with prescription drug.
Yes. It's a type of lotion, I believe.
Hmm.
Ooh.
People with skin problems.
Oh.
Hot. So, the second word is Billy. Billy.
Meow.
Yes?
Harry Potter spell.
Do you want to guess?
I forgot the second
I would probably
category.
Say IKEA product.
That is correct. The Billy bookshelf.
That was the second category.
I forgot the scene where Hermione's like, Billy!
I'm going to go look up my Harry Potter book and I think that was in there.
Our next word.
Billy.
Harry.
Oh, hey guys, I'm back. So our next word is Ulesvia.
Meow.
Yes.
Harry Potter spell.
Ulefsia is that is. Correct.
I
if you keep doing that one, maybe one of them will be
maybe
keep,
next time.
Just keep saying it, and it might work. Let's go with prescription drug.
All right.
We should have worked together on this.
We should have done spelling bee round on this, but it's all right.
All right.
Next
I got the
time.
One.
Next time. Our next one. Framasta. Yes?
IKEA product.
Oh!
Oh my gosh!
You know all of these.
You
I used to work
IKEA
at IKEA.
did you?
No.
Liar.
I mean, this might just be because you're gay, but do you want to be an interior designer?
Ooh, wow.
I'm going to leave.
Next one. Our fifth question. Avifors.
I don't even want to guess
this
anymore.
Moment. This is your moment.
You guess first and be wrong, and then...
Okay, meh.
Yes.
Harry Potter spell.
I told you
that
I was
your
like
moment.
Waiting for you to do it.
I told
it
you.
It turns small objects into birds.
That there definitely was not in Harry Potter.
It's definitely in was. Harry Potter 4 video game.
DJ Sarah Cook will back us up.
Yeah, I play that game,
play the
and they
game.
Always cast Avifors.
Come on, I was like, come
I thought
on,
we were only doing the
moment.
Book and the movies. This is rigged.
It's in the books, too. I'm sorry.
Dang it's part, it. Still part of canon. Anyway.
What?
canon.
Next word.
Your word? Next word.
Okay, got this one.
Sundvik.
Meow.
Yeah, Michelle.
I'm going to say...
Do you want me to reread you the category?
Yeah.
Sundvik. Is it an IKEA product, a prescription drug, or a Harry Potter spell? Sundvik.
Oh, God. This is going to be embarrassing. IKEA product.
You got one. Oh, like, God. It has a B in it.
Everyone's so happy for you.
The kids are so back.
I'm going to leave now.
What's a sun vic?
Yeah, what kind of furniture is that?
A crib.
It's a crib.
Oh. That's so Swiss.
All right, next one. Sonorous.
Swedish, I don't know.
Swedish.
Our next one is sonorous. Yes?
Prescription drug.
Yes, my time to shine. Meow.
Yes.
Sonorous.
Come on.
Harry Potter's ball. Oh my God, I got it right.
Got it right again.
Oh no.
Yay. It amplifies your voice. So it makes you sonorous.
That's deep. Right. Deep.
You want to do one, Dylan?
All right, sure. All right, so our next one is Clarin.
Meow.
Yes.
Prescription drug.
Yeah.
Wait, was that Claritin?
No. Oh. Claron.
Claron?
Claron.
The names Claron. Are different.
Claron.
All right. Our next one. Bekvam.
Meow.
Yes.
IKEA.
Yeah.
You're catching up.
I'm coming back.
We are. What are we tied with?
Skylar has 5 and Michelle has 4.
Ooh.
Whoa.
It's getting close.
Ooh, drama.
Good thing we're only on question 10 out of 15.
The next word is wadiwasi. Wadiwasi. Wadiwasi.
Meow.
Yes.
Harry Potter spell. Yeah! Tied.
What does wadiwasi do?
Wadiwasi unsticks an object.
There you go. Probably a useful skill.
Probably really good for those, you know, like stickers on plastic.
Or those IKEA products that get jammed.
Oh, that's true.
Ooh, that's good. Relevant.
All right. Akurum.
Meow.
Yes.
Harry Potter.
No! You were on a roll with that.
I had that one.
IKEA.
That is correct.
No.
It's a cabinet for an oven.
Excuse me?
That's what it says.
They're so innovative, the Swedish.
How does that not catch on fire?
Out of wood?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's made out of petrified wood. That's
I heard
is it the thing
it,
that's like underneath the oven?
Too.
Probably. Yeah, it's like a little.
We have one of those.
Well, look at that.
No,
I wonder
that's
where
the thing
it's
that
from.
Burnt, that's a col- it's called a broiler, but that's okay.
Oh. No, that means broiler in Swedish. So.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number 12.
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin.
Mectin.
Yes.
Prescription drug.
Dang
yes.
It.
Do you know what it's for?
No.
Headaches. It's for river blindness.
River blindness.
Do explain that one.
Yeah.
That was one of the questions on my test.
What?
Because I'm taking a conservation biology class, and ivermectin comes from a plant. And there's a parasite that lives in your eye and eventually makes you blind. And my professor...
If
he was able to
river?
Get his hands on some ivermectin before it was on the market. So it was on our exam.
He's a VIP, isn't he?
Like, was it, like, physically on your exam? Like,
yep, no. Oh.
Like, it was
it's
on
like
it?
Crushed.
Yeah, it's crushed out. All right, Dylan, why don't you read the next one?
All right, so our next one is Stenstorp. Did I pronounce that right? Yeah, there we go.
Meow.
Yes?
I'm going to go with Harry Potter.
Stenstorp?
Dang it.
IKEA.
Dang it.
All right. Next one we have a chance to be tied, don't you? Are you ready?
I don't think so.
There's two more left, and you're two behind, Michelle.
Okay. So all I right. gotta go 2 for 2 right now.
Malma.
Excuse me?
Malma.
Malma?
Mm-hmm.
Meow?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm going to go with... This is really a lot of pressure because I have to get this one right. Prescription drug.
Sorry. For the steal?
Dreams crushed.
Harry Potter spell?
Yes! Wait, I still don't have a chance.
It's a nice...
No, yeah, you do because if you get... All right, no, you still
Let's pretend.
All hopes and dreams.
All right, it is an IKEA product. It's a mirror.
Why? Why?
Of the last one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you? Get your buzzers ready.
Furunculus.
Harry Potter.
Yes, that is correct, which makes us our winner.
Kids, get out of the room.
So, Skylar has won this or that or the other, and he also won our young adult fiction game, which means that Skylar is the overall winner of this week's episode of Game Time.
But that's okay, because you guys are kind of working as a team, right?
Yes, it's true.
Where's our prize for our winner?
Our prize is pretty exciting. We'll let you know what it is in about 30 seconds. Guess what it is.
Guess. Oh, she didn't bring it in the room with her. Well, this is Game Time. We are on UCLA Radio 4 to 5 on Mondays. I want to say thank you to our guests, Skylar and Michelle, for taking their time. Yeah.
Well,
our podcast will be available to download, and make sure you like our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/gametime on UCLA Radio. Yeah, download's going to be available tomorrow night.
Sweet.
So stay
tuned.
Okay, so sorry about that, because I thought I'd left it outside, but I actually had brought it inside.
Cool.
Classic
Megan. And I brought you a Be Mighty rainbow wallet.
How applicable.
We were kind of hoping that you would win, because this would be applicable to
wow,
you
guys.
Specifically. It's a mighty thin, mighty strong, and mighty green.
And mighty gay.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty mightily gay.
I think that's, yeah.
Perfect.
I love it.
Strong.
Thank you for this opportunity.
And
it has lots of storage areas, according to the back.
We'll find out when we open it. All right. This is Game Time on UCLAradio.com. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
you're
thanks,
welcome.
Guys. This is fantastic.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to sign off with a song. Dylan, you want to tell me what this is?
All right. So this last one is Tightrope by Janelle Monáe.
You heard it on UCLAradio.com.